Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
So, guys, we did this video first today over on Patreon. So go check it out. And again, you could join Patreon for basically what amounts to about three cents a day. 3 cents a day. Once when I was a kid, we went to the movie theater. The movie was absolutely horrible. I was a little kid. I don't know, eight years old, 9 years old, maybe 10. And what did we do? We went up and down the aisles. We went looking under seats and stuff, and we came away with like $30. I mean, I kid you not. We came and back in those days in the 70s, that was a lot of money. Yeah, we picked up change and what have you because the movie was so bad. So, yeah, 3 cents a day. You know, maybe some of this information can truly, truly help you. That's what we really, really hope.
That's our aim.
Absolutely. So, the earthquake, yeah, we knew it was going to be significant, and already I think the most biggest number I've seen is 1,037 people that are confirmed lost in this earthquake that struck Morocco. Again, yeah, this one absolutely, when Cindy was looking deep into it, it has artificial components to it, and actually she got a lot of info on the specifics of this.
Yes, hopefully we won't get cut off last night. We were trying to get it through twice and it was just such a pain, so let's go. The control structure that we can see, those that are on TV, the controllers, the puppets, these are not the ones that created this mess. There's another level above that, and this was definitely a type of a threat. Somebody is not going along with the agenda. Someone's trying to get away with something to create their own agenda, and that's not going to happen. So this was done very deliberately as a sign, as a message to tell someone that they better get in line. Now, again, this is not the control structure that we can see. This is a level beyond that, but it is very deep. It's very complicated. This is not anything that the news is going to cover, but this is how horrible these beings are. They really, it's all about the agenda. It's all about what they want. It's all about obtaining control, and they don't care who loses their precious lives in the mess. They don't care who gets hurt. It's all about them. It's so tragic.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I think one of the things that makes us a little different is that, and it probably hurts us a little as far as viewership. I know it hurts us because they don't want you know, hearing from us at all. And, you know, at the same time, the fact that we are kept at a smaller level than some of the big mega channels probably also it keeps a little bit of it helps our safety because honestly, you know, our guides too actually kind of limit our outreach in some ways when we get to the point where our lives are getting seriously endangered by what we're sharing. I'll share with you guys, we've told you and we've caught on video, these UAPs. We have caught on UAPs on video many times, UFOs, UAPs, drones. So many of these are drones that are mind-bogglingly advanced. We were in the Nevada desert and Zeke wandered off to this area on a hill, and we went and I don't know. I just felt something guiding me. I went up to the hill where Zeke was, turned around, started filming, and just was kind of like channeling thoughts. And all of a sudden, you know, this drone goes by. Didn't know it right away. But we slowed it down after one of you guys said, hey, did you notice there's an object comes flying by you? And we've shared that video numerous times on other videos. And Cindy could remote view it. And yeah, absolutely. It's reptilian in origin. I had a drone buzz my head. It literally came within probably inches of my head. And so we were out in our own backyard woods. And we were making our way back, hiking through some trails. And I hear a buzzing. And then all of a sudden, there's the thump. And what was it? It was a drone that dropped off a gray. And, you know, just sharing it with you guys, this is the type of interaction that we get, because they watch us. They don't just watch us. They watch millions of people in the United States. They watch, you know, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of people globally. Anybody that could be an issue, they know who will be an issue before you might even know that you could be an issue yourself. In other words, because 3 and 4D, when we're not embodied, you know, they're two sides of the same coin, and so they can tell who has the energy that will be a threat. And they just simply will look at your energy body, and they'll know this one is awake. It's very much like Roddy Piper's, we got an awake one here, you know, and they live. It very much is.
It really is. You know, that's probably, that encompasses so much. But when looking at the energy body, they can see the reach. They can see the expansion. And when they see an energy body that's expanding way out there, that's definitely someone that they keep an eye on. And Mike and I we're very nonchalant about it at this point, because it just is. And it's something that, I don't know, we just know. And some people, they either understand this information and they get it, or they don't, or they're scared of it. There's no point in being afraid of anything, because they're just there to monitor you. But they do cause problems, so keep that in mind. If somebody is arguing with you or somebody giving you a hard time, realize that their energy body, they might be being tampered with to slow you down, to get you off course. So just be very, very centered, be very deliberate, you know, march forward and continue to do you, and don't worry about them. Just do your best.
Absolutely. So again, you know, this is absolutely them showing the technology. If they could create, now they say this is a 6.8. The highest number I've seen is 7.1 from a few sources. If they could create that out of nothing, obviously they can create a lot more. As you see, again, it's just another atrocity. They view the planet as just a possession. And they view it that they can do anything with it at any time. They can reset it in any way, shape, or form they want. You know, again, I think this is one of those scenarios where a lot of people can't handle the truth. They don't want this truth, because this truth is so far beyond controllable in so many ways. So, you know, they'd rather believe something that isn't accurate and isn't really what's happening. As you see, this particular mosque could collapse, it's shaking. You know, this was a big, horrible, horrible event that we've seen. And we are going into an uptick. Everything is going to go up another whole level. So we're entering that, really hang on tight, as this gentleman is trying to save a cat down there. And, you know, it's beautiful to see the hearts that will risk their own life and safety to save another, even if it is a kitty cat. You know, there are people out there that are true saints, and there are also people out there that listen to the devil on the shoulder, so to speak, which is a real, real thing. It truly is a real thing. Again, 5.8 over here in Mexico, there's a 5.6 right next to it. And we can see we have a 4.5 farther on down and a 4.2. And we see one up here that I've seen some sources saying this was over a 5 up in Northern California. Again, you know, there's going to be massive, massive, quote-unquote, earth changes happening. Why? Well, because it's the next big part of the agenda. It's all about climate change, and somehow they're going to connect earthquakes to car emissions and cow emissions. Yeah, don't doubt it. The data is now official. 3 years worth of rain fell in 2 days. Scientists on Greek TV discussing possibility of the formation of new permanent lakes in the area. It's a new planet. Oh, it's just starting, because they're doing this now for the most part. There are some natural things that are underway. And Mother Earth will wash away a lot of the system. She's going to, because the system is a nasty virus. It really, truly is. They're parasites. They are ticks and leeches. everything about the political system, and now we can see, you know, the other systems as well, are just as toxic, just as parasitic. They feed off of life. And here you have California State Assembly passing a bill allowing parents to lose custody of their own kids if they fail to accept certain things. You know, I don't know why anybody lives in California anymore. I'll just put it out there. It's a beautiful state. Maybe it's the most beautiful state, naturally, but it is absolutely turning into a complete dictatorship of a very, very dystopian Orwellian kind. We're going to a different level here. So we have to realize there are lockdowns coming. They're so obviously telegraphed. They're probably very close. You know, we talked about, and we started that video on Patreon with the governor of New Mexico and what they just did, basically saying, I'm the law. She is, you know, she's a dictator. She's just telling everybody, you got no First Amendment or Second Amendment rights. If I decide, you don't. So this is where you got to decide where do you want to be to, you know, make it through this next phase of the apocalypse. And, you know, we are going to cover, it's taken me a while, but I'm putting together a series of videos going into that apocalyptic revelations aspect of things. But we've just got so much going on ourselves because everybody should be making your last minute preparations just in case we aren't able to move freely, which that's getting closer. It's getting closer. Of course, some places, you know, you'll be able to move a lot easier than others. And we saw it ourselves. We went through, well, one of my favorite places is Flagstaff. And I'm not going to go too long with this video because we want to do a quick update. But in Flagstaff, Arizona, which we love Flagstaff. It's beautiful. Sedona's right below it. What a gorgeous part of the country. And, you know, during the plague upon the land, it was one person in, one person out. You know, going into the store, it was so, it just felt so, you know, again, Gestapo-ish. And then we went to the little town of Springerville. Not a soul in the entire town was wearing a facial covering. And, you know, it couldn't be any different. And so it really does depend on where we are. You may have a lot more freedom in certain places than others.
You know, and I think it has to do with the compliance level of the area. If people really can see and smell the BS in that area, they're just, it's not going to happen. So really it falls on our shoulders. It falls on us. You know, are we going to live our lives or are we going to let ourselves be dictated?
Absolutely. And the big handoff is coming too. You know, it'll look like a war, but in effect, it's going to be a handoff. Now, you know, this was from 2 years ago now. That was, you know, Gil Bates. 2 years ago. Think about where all that's happened in the last 2 years. Think about that. Think about that. And as we've said, we're getting to that time. Come 2025, the humanity that we have left on the planet will not allow any of them to come out in public. But still, there will still be in place that power structure. But their grasp is going to be, they're not going to be able to hang on to everything. And they know this. They just want to get as many people to jump on board their Titanic as possible.
I know. You know, that is frustrating because this clip was from 2 years ago, and I'm sure he did do something. He did something to irritate enough people to make such a big fuss over it, which people should push back. But as you can see, he's just still plowing forward. So again, it's up to us. It's up to our individual being where we want to go.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, his entire life, his father's, his grandfather's, it goes on and on and on because, again, it's kept in the family. It's kept in the bloodlines. Kingship is given from on high. It's given from an extraterrestrial position. So the question here, they're interested in our nuclear weapons. They're interested in our conflict zones. They're also in areas previously bombed by NUKES. Is what the heck is going on? Well, there's many things going on. You know, there is the system monitoring itself. There are many many different beings that are just watching the show, literally. And there are those that are sending out all sorts of positive intentions for us and saying, come on, guys, wake up. Can't you see what is happening to you? You know, there's so many that are going to be cheering as we do start to break away, but it will be a breakaway. And when you look to the Tower of Babel, that was a breakaway civilization. I've had some fundamentalists say, no, you don't understand. That was the system that's in place now was the tower. No, it's exactly the opposite of what you're thinking. That was a breakaway civilization, as this is what we've remote viewed. And it was put down by the power structure. That Tower of Babel incident was going into the Dark Age. And so it was the controllers taking out any that are trying to live outside of the system. So, you know, that's exactly what they've done in the past. But now we're going to have many more Towers of Babel being built all over the world. And they won't be able to put them all out.
Nope.
As always, guys, thanks for your support on Ko-Fi and Patreon. We will leave you with a smile.
He's a cute little guy. Source bless and namaste.
Namaste.